How much we want to thank you.
我们感谢你对我们的救恩。
We thank you for your salvation, Lord.
人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
Who we are, yet you still think of us, and who we are, you still care for us.
但因为你的爱，因为你的顺服，我们的主耶稣基督，你甘愿来到地上，成为我们的救赎。
But because of your love and because of your submission to God Father, you came down to this earth to save us for the sake of us.
死在十字架上，并且复活升天。
You died on the cross for the sake of us, but was raised from the dead. 3 days after you ascended, and 40 days after you ascended to heaven.
好让我们真的成为你宏大计划当中的一部分。
And in, by doing this, we can become a part of your great ministry.
让我们每个人都能记得神对我们的计划。
So that we would be all reminded once again that we are part of your grand plans.
让我们都能明白神对我们的旨意。
And once again, we will be reminded again that there is a great purpose on each and every one of us.
不要把我们的得救作为我们的终点。
And Lord, we no longer focus on our own salvation, Lord.
而是把我们的得救作为我们的起点。
But rather, we take our salvation at the beginning of this long journey along with you.
真正的来参与神的事工。
So I can truly be a part of your grand plan.
真正的成为神这伟大计划的中的一部分。
And be the co-worker and a part of your grand work.
愿神的圣灵亲自的浇灌我们。
Lord, we pray that may your Holy Spirit is in the midst of us and talk to us.
愿我们所说的不是出于自己。
And so that no longer that we are speaking out of ourselves.
而是出于神。
But we are speaking out of you.
愿神的灵亲自的浇灌我们。
And may your Holy Spirit nourish and anoint us.
愿我们的敬拜能得到你的悦纳。
And may today's worship would have found favor in your sight.
我们这样的祈求祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you,
Amen.
We praise you, and pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，请大家还站着的时候，我们先读一下我们今天的经文。
So I'd like to invite you all remain standing while we read today's scripture reading.
我们这经文因为比较长，所以呢，我们会就是一起用。你喜欢的语言，我们一起来读这三段的经文。
Since there will be three passages with quite some length, so I'd like to encourage you to read these passages in your preferred language, so either English or Chinese or whatever language you prefer. So let us read through this together.
第一段是约翰福音的第六章。第一节到第十三节。
So today's the first scripture reading is from Book of John, chapter 6, verse 1 through 13.
约翰福音的第六章一到十三节，我们一起来念。如果翻到了以后
，Yeah. So if I happen to turn to
用你用中文、英文或者你任何的语言都可以一起。
Yeah.
好，我们翻到以后开始。
Let's read them together.
这是以后，耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比里亚海。有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。那时犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。腓力回答说：“就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。”有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说：“在这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼、2条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？”耶稣说：“你们叫众人坐下。”原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐在的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说：“把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。”他们便将那5个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。好，我们第二段的经文是在《列王记下》第5章。 第一节到第三节。
And the second reading, scripture reading is from 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1 through 3.
好，我们翻到以后一起来念。亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为真为大，因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。她对祖母说，巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好她的大麻风。好，第三段经文是《使徒行传》第六章第一节到第六节。
And the third scripture reading is from Book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 1 through 6.
我们翻到以后一起念。那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒便叫门徒来，对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理之事。但我们要专心以祈祷、传道为事。大众多喜悦的话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人；又拣选腓力、波罗哥罗、尼罗加、提门、巴尼娜，并进犹太教的安提亚人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们的头上。好，谢谢大家的读，请坐下。
And thank you for reading. Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们早上好。
So once again, my dear fellow Christians and friends, good morning to you all.
这个将要来的星期六，我们教会会有一年一度的同工会。
So in this coming Saturday, in other words, a week from yesterday, we are going to have this annual co-worker meeting.
在我准备今天信息的时候，神给了我一个负担。
So while I was preparing today's sermon or message, somehow God has given me this burden.
让我分享一下基督徒个人参与事工的重要性。
And so he gives me this burden that on the message on that the individual participation or each and every Christian's participation is vital in God's plan or in God's ministry.
在我祷告并准备的这过程的当中，神让我用刚才我们读的三段的经文。来说明基督徒个人参与的重要性。
So, while I kind of been deeping down into this sermon preparation, God continued to give me this three paragraph or three passage we just have read in order to illustrate or demonstrate the importance of Christians' participation in God's ministry.
第一段是大家非常熟悉的五饼二鱼的神迹。
The first passage reading must be very similar to all Christians. Obviously, there's a story of a five bread and two fish.
其实这一段经文我去年八月份的讲道已经跟大家分享过。
And if you still remember, actually, or your memory serves it correct, I actually had shared a message regarding that particular passage last August.
是我在去年暑期神经学校所经历的这个经历。
And this is something about that experience that we had during the last summer.
但我今天是要从孩童和门徒的角度来看这个圣经。
Now today I'd like to focus on shift on the perspective from the perspective of disciples and of course also the perspective of the little one.
第二段经文是有关一个以色列无名的小女子的一个故事。
And the second scripture reading is about a story about a little girl from Israel who has been taken captive.In under Naaman's wife.
是我从 John Maxwell 的一本书当中所学习到的功课。
And this is some story or a lesson that I learned from a book written by John Maxwell.
第三段经文是有关斯提凡和腓力服侍成长经历的故事。
And of course, the third passage must be quite familiar to most Christians as well. It's a story or a passage regarding how disciples or how Stephen and Philip have been chosen up in serving the ministry and continue to grow in spirit.
是记载在《使徒行传》当中的。
It was recorded in Book of Acts.
我选这段是因为 Awana 我们初中的课程今年的整个的课程 就是《使徒行传》这一本书。
And this has been extremely important passage reading for all of us, especially including our children ministry, because this year's Awana track, that is middle schoolers, we spent weeks of reading on that particular book of Acts.
这个课程的名字叫他的子民 His people.
Yeah, so, and the title of the class, or the title of the session is His people.
这个整个学年的这个课程当中有五个星期是讲述这个腓力和这个斯提凡的故事。
And so during the whole session or during the whole semester of this year's Awana, we gonna spend 5 weeks and focusing on the story of Stephen and Philip.
希望我们从这圣诞经文的分享的当中，让我们认识到基督徒个人参与事工的重要性。
And I'm hoping that by bringing these three passage reading, and of course through my message today, I will be able to bring out the importance of each individual Christian's participation in God's ministry.
神迹的发生需要我们的参与。
And indeed, that in order to cause a miracle to happen, it needs Christians' participation. It needs our participation.
不是为神的缘故，而是为我们的缘故。
It is not for God's purpose, but rather it's for our sake.
无名小女子的故事告诉我们。
And if we read the second scripture reading is about the little girl from Israel. So her story is telling us.
看似微不足道的行为。却能产生巨大的影响。
And no matter how her action seems insignificant or too little, and somehow her action caused big change.
而史蒂凡和腓力服侍成长的经历的故事告诉我们，参与比合适更重要。
And through this third story that Stephen and Philip been chosen up to serve in the ministry while they continue to grow in spirit, that lesson teaches that that it is really not about you being compatible for this ministry. Being obedient and be a part of the ministry is far more than being compatible.
顺服并参与是与神使用我们的开始。
And indeed that we obey and be a part of his plan in the beginning of our ministry that God can use us.
是在我们身上能产生神迹的开始。
And this is the beginning that we will be able to cause a miracle or a wonder to happen.
所以我们先来看一下这个五饼二鱼这个神迹。
So now let's get back to the first story, the story or the miracle about the five bread and the two fish.
这个神迹在四本福音书中多记载了。
And I hope you would realize this is one of the only few wonders being recorded in all four gospel books.
大家也可能知道，这个神迹是唯一一个除了耶稣基督死里复活这个神迹以外的，在四本福音书中多记载的一个神迹。
Okay, so not one of them, one of a few, but only one of the two miracles that is being recorded in all four gospel books, in addition to Jesus' resurrection.
很显然，这是一个非常重要的一个神迹。
So obviously, this is a very important miracle.
那么，这个神迹除了要我们知道耶稣是神以外，他还要我们学习什么样的功课呢？
So on one part that the story is telling us that Jesus is making this miracle is causing this miracle to happen. But on other part, what we can learn from that story?
首先，任何一个神迹都是出于要解决一个问题。
And first of all, that every miracle starts with a problem.
如果你去看整个圣经当中的所有的神迹，这是唯一的一个共同点。
And if you look through or examine all the or the Bible, if you examine all the story that took place in the Bible, you will realize that every miracle starts with a problem.
如果没有问题，那也就没有神迹的必要。
So if there is no problem, there is no need for wonder or miracle.
那之所以是神迹，是因为所遇到的问题和难处是我们世人看来是无法解决的。
So miracle comes first when there is a problem. The problem is too huge for human to handle.
所以这个我们五饼二鱼的问题是没有食物来供应这五千个人，或者是15,000或者2万人的这么多的人口。
So yeah, if we let's get back to the first story, the five bread and two fish, that starts with a big problem because this five bread and the two fish simply cannot supply or be sufficient enough to feed 5,000 or maybe 25,000 or 35,000 people.
但是我们要记得，在人不能，在神凡事都能，这是耶稣说的。
But bear in this mind, Jesus has told us that with God, everything is possible.
所以我们不要把问题仅仅从我们自己的能力或者是资源来衡量。
Yeah, we simply look at this problem from our own perspective or from our own capabilities.
我们都知道门徒的解决方案就是把打发所有的人回去自己找饭吃。
Yeah, so if we read through the story, we know that the solution to the apostles is quite simple. They just send them away so that they can feed themselves.
所以用我们自己的智慧的结果就是这个结果。
And so you see, if we try to solve a problem by using our own ability or capability, we always come to a wit's end. We can do nothing.
所以第一个功课我们学的就是不要把遇到的问题当作问题。
So the first lesson we learn from the story is don't treat every problem as a problem.
或者是不幸，或者是诅咒。
Or an unlucky event, unfortunate event, or even a curse.
而是当作要产生神迹可能的一个时机。
But rather take it as a start to cause a miracle to happen.
所以如果你有个小问题，
So if you happen to have a small problem,
你就有可能得小神迹。
Good for you, because you might get to see a small wonder.
如果你有大问题，
If you have a big problem in front of you,
你有可能得大神迹的可能。
Don't be troubled, you may see a big miracle coming in front of you.
如果一个人举手，我从来就没有任何问题。
If you happen to raise your hand and say, hey, I have no problem whatsoever.
那这个人就是没有可能得神迹的可能。
And unfortunately, let me tell you, you won't be able to see any miracle to happen.
反过来说，他有大问题。
And on the contrary, actually, you might be able to see a big problem coming in your direction.
Oh, you are a part of the
problem. Okay, you are part of the problem.
所以，第二个，神迹的发生是需要人的参与。
And the second lesson that we learn from the story that is, God need our participation to cause a miracle to happen.
五饼二鱼之所以称为五饼二鱼，是因为一个小孩把五个饼两条鱼拿出来。
And so when we're talking about the story of five bread, two fish, it's all started with a little boy who offered all he had, that is five bread, two fish.
那么我们问神做这个神迹需要不需要这个五饼二鱼
now let me ask you this question. Does God really need that particular food to cause a miracle to happen, to feed 5,000 people? Does God need that?
我的回答是又不是。
And my answer to this is yes and no.
其实就是下面这个就是一句话是非常能说明这个事情的，就是英文是就这么讲的。Without God, we can't.Without us, God won't.
Yeah. So I think this is quite self-exploratory, right? Without God, we can't. We're not able to cause it happen. And without us, God wouldn't, or He wouldn't consider to cause it to happen.
就是说我们不能做什么。如果我没有我们，神不会去做这个事。
So in other words, that like explained earlier, that without God, we cannot do anything. But without us, God wouldn't do anything until we joined Him.
我们有的时候会想，神是全能的神，他不需要我们的参与，就能做成任何神迹。
And you might just think, hey, God is God Almighty. He can do everything without our participation.
所以有没有这个小男孩是没有重要性的。
So does it mean that the little boy who offered all he had, this five bread, two fish, I mean, is he necessary be a part of this plan to feed the people?
就是我们现在要问这个问题，是不是这个男孩的参与重要呢还是不重要？
So is that boy's participation important or not to cause that miracle to happen?
所以我不是就是说这个神迹就是如果没有这个男孩的五饼二鱼可能就不会发生。
And so what I'm trying to tell you is thatin my understanding that without that boy's participation, without his offering,that miracle probably wouldn't even happen.
换一句话说，因为我们的不参与，神的能力可能受到了限制。
And so in other words, may I say that way, that without our participation, God is confined, or somehow he's limited himself.
不要误解我，不，我不是说神没有这个能力去行神迹。
And so don't get me wrong, I didn't mean, or I don't mean that God is not empowered to do anything he wished to do.
神凡事多能。
Because like Jesus has said, and with him, everything is possible.
受的限制是因为他不愿意去做。
He is limiting himself only because he wouldn't to do so without our participation.
是为了我们的缘故。
For our sake, not for his sake.
所以神要我们参与到神迹中间，是让我们经历有这样的过程。
So God invited us to be a part of his plan to cause this to happen so that we have a personal experience with him and with this wonder.
以此来训练我们，越来越成为神创造我们的原来的样式。
In this way, he's able to train us to be more like the image he had created us in the beginning.
他要我们经历而转变成越来越像耶稣基督的品行。
It is his desire that through these experiences we'll be transformed to be more like Jesus Christ, our Lord.
第三个我们能学到的是，我们的参与是基于我们非常接近耶稣。
And so the third lesson that we learn from that story is that through our participation, we're getting even closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个小男孩之所以能够参与这个神迹，是因为他非常接近耶稣和门徒。
And so if we re-examine the story, the five bread and the two fish, we know that Jesus picked or he chose that little boy because the little boy was really close to him.
所以从这里我们可以看到，如果我们也是非常亲近或接近耶稣的话，我们的神迹发生的可能就更大。
Yeah, so that in the same spiritual way that if we're really close to him, we are more than likely to be chosen or invited to be part of his plan to cause the miracle to happen.
第四个就是我们不要轻看我们所能奉献、所能参与的。
Yeah, and the fourth lesson that we learned from that story that is don't look down on the ministry that you can do.
不要因为我们认为我们所能奉献的是微不足道的。
And never ever look down the service that you can render in this church or render to him.
所以就不奉献了。
So since your participation is so minimal that you choose to opt out.
不要以为我们的参与是可有可无的。
And never ever consider that your participation or your co-working is minimal so that you can simply just drop out.
就不参与了。
So that you won't be a part of his plan or won't be part of the ministry.
当我们这样做的时候，本来可能发生的神迹，可能因为你的不奉献、不参与。
And as a matter of fact, because our non-participation or our inaction may cause a miracle that could have happened, wouldn't happen.
这最后的一点，我想就是用下面我们读的第一段经文《列王记》中无名小女子的故事，更能够清楚的来说明这一点。
And in order to demonstrate the fourth point, I'd like to use the second scripture reading that is from the Second King to demonstrate that the importance.
《列王记下》整个第五章讲的是亚兰王的元帅乃曼的大麻风得医治的故事。
So if we get back to the Old Testament, Second Kings chapter 5, the title is Naaman is healed. So it's all about his leprosy and how he's been healed.
这里也让我们看到，不管多么风光权贵的人物，元帅乃曼也有他的问题。
Yeah, so that, first of all, what we learn from that story is no matter how position or the high position that the Naaman is having, he has his own problem.
他长大麻风也得不到医治。
He is a leper and he cannot be cured.
短短三句经文讲述了一个被掳的以色列小女子如何提议让元帅乃曼去撒玛利亚先知以利沙那里去得到神的医治。
So we just read three verses, right? So these short three verses simply telling us a vivid story that how a little girl who has been taken captive from the land of Israel, how she's able to persuade her mistress, the wife of Naaman, to have to cause Naaman seeking help from Elisha.
这里只有两句话提及了这个被掳的以色列小女，整段经文只有两句话。
And so that little girl only said drop only two lines, which has been recorded in the Second King.
我们连她的名字都不知道。
We even never be able to get to know her name, the little girl's name.
我们 在这段经文里面，我们可以看到他完全可以说服自己，保持沉默。
And if we read these three verses, we know that as a slave girl, she could have just been silent.
她没有必要去冒这个风险。
And there is no need for her to take such a high risk to even persuade the captain, that is the great man of Naaman.
她有很多的理由让自己来保持沉默。
She has all sorts of reasons to convince her to stay silent.
第一，她是一个小人物。
Number one, she's nobody.
第二是他所能做的看起来也是微不足道的。
And number two, what she can do seems very minimal. She's just a maid.
他所做的风险却是非常的大。
But the third is that the risk she's taken is high.
首先他是个小人物。
So number one, she's nobody.
但是他做了。
But she acted on it.
就很多的时候我们认为自己太渺小。太无能为力。
Yeah, so if we look at this thing in from our own perspective, it seems like we're just nobody. There is nothing we can do.
对事情不能产生任何影响。
And it seems like we are too small, we are too powerless to cause anything to happen.
忽略了自己所能做的。
So in this way, we forget or we ignore what we can do.
这个地方我们可以看到这个 小女子是个女奴属于社会的最低层。
And so if we look at this little girl, we know that she's a captive, she's a slave, brought out of her land of Israel. So she is literally living at the bottom of the heap.
她不属于那个地方。
She didn't belong there.
她是生活在叙利亚的犹太人。
She used to be living in Syria as a Jew or as an Israel girl.
她又很年轻
and she was so young, she's just a little girl.
说那个权贵的领袖会听她的话吗
And can you imagine that somebody of a high position as Naaman would listen to her?
她又是在一个男人主宰的一个社会当中的一个妇女
And in her time, she's living in the society when the man is in charge.
所以按照
And she's a woman.
所以按照当时的标准 她没有任何东西
So according to that standard in that time, she has no chance to cause anything to happen.
她没有能力。
She has no power.
没有地位。
She has no position.
没有财产。
She has no possessions.
但她唯一拥有的。
But what she has.
就是她坚强的信心。
Is her strong faith in the Lord.
这就足够她的所能做的事。
And that's enough for her to act.
第二个她。就是所能做的看起来也是微不足道的。
And the second is that what she can do is minimal.
作为皇宫里的大臣，乃曼元帅乃曼一定有全国最好的医生。
And if we look at from chapter 5 verse 1, we know that Naaman was a captain of the army of the king of Aram, and he was a great man in the court. And I'm sure that he has been seeking all the good doctors he can find.
我想他家里的人都知道他已经尝试了所有治疗大麻风的治疗方案。
And I'm sure his family must have known that he's been seeking all the good doctors, but he simply cannot be cured.
没有一个是成功的。
But no one can cure his leprosy.
在这个时候，一个侍女所能做的一定是非常的微小。
And during that time of the period, you can imagine as the little girl can see that what she can do is very little.
事实上，她自己也不能医好乃曼的病。
And even she herself cannot cure Naaman's leprosy.
也不能减轻她的痛苦。
And not to mention even to alleviate his pain.
她所能做的就唯一的是一个提个建议。
And all she can do is just drop a few lines to make a suggestion.
但这看起来非常不重要的这个想法没有阻止他的行动。
And regardless how small her action may seem, it doesn't stop her from acting onto it.
所以她没有被她所不能做的使她丧失信心。相反的，她做了她所能做的。
So she's not troubled or discouraged by what she cannot do, but rather she acted on what she can do.
第三个就是，尽管他这样做的风险确实是很非常大的一个风险。
And the third point that they just mentioned that whatever she's doing is taking a huge risk on herself. She's bringing a huge risk.
如果乃曼去了以色列而没有得到医治。
And if we think about the scenario, what if Naaman went to goes down to Israel, but he was not cured? What's going to happen to that little girl?
那这个小女子得到的一定是狠狠的惩罚。
And I'm sure she must be severely punished or probably even put to death.
事实上，当乃曼得 得到许可去以色列医治的时候，整个以色列国也是遇到了一个很大的风险。
And as a matter of when the captain Naaman went down to Israel and asking for help, the whole nation of Israel was shattered.
在第五章里面的经文说，当以色列王见到乃曼，知道他期望得到医治的时候，王完全绝望了。
And especially if you go on to read the following verses, you can see that when the captain Naaman went down to see the king of Israel, the king was so horrified that he tore his own clothes.
他痛苦地撕裂衣服。
He was so desperate that he tore his clothes.
因为他认为这是叙利亚国约国借此借口。开始一场针对以色列的战争。
Because he started to think this is just an excuse that the king of Aram is thinking to take an action against him or against the country.
所以当以利沙知道了以后，这件事情以后，
and when the prophet Elisha the prophet heard of this.
他就要求这个乃曼元帅照他的吩咐去做。
He sends a message to Naaman and asks him to do according to his instruction.
就是在约旦河里面沐浴七次。
That is bathe in the river of Jordan seven times.
他的大麻风病就治好了。
His leprosy will be cured and he will be clean.
所以经上说他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉就得洁净了。
And according to the scripture, it says that he has been cured and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child.
更重要的是，不仅仅是他的肉体得了医治，更重要的是他的信心也改变了。
Not only his flesh been restored, but also has changed his own faith.
他认识到神就是真是神，他要一生来敬拜。
And Naaman came to realize that there was no other God but the God in Israel is truly God.
经上说，这是五章十五节。如今我知道，除了以色列以外，普天下没有神。
And so 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 15, it says, When he returned to the man of God with all his company and came and stood before him, he said, Behold now, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel.
从这个故事我们看到一个微不足道的人做了看起来非常微不足道的事情。
So from that story, that little girl, that such a small person did such a small thing,
却产生了非常大的影响。
Yet has caused big change and impact.
对乃曼的身体和心灵的医治产生了改变。
And it caused huge or big impact on Naaman, not just by body, but in spirit as well.
所以我们是不是也应该这样做呢？
So shall we also learn a lesson or two from that small, the little girl from Israel?
有信心去做我们所能做的事。
So in other words, that out of our faith, we act regardless.
有这样的信誉去行我们该行的。
And we have this reputation of being a good Christian to do what we're supposed to do.
也能知道神对我们的旨意。
And also knowing God's purpose on each and every one of us.
也能知道别人的需要。
And also know the others who are in need.
那样，尽管我们所做的看起来很微小。
So in this way that no matter how small things we can do or know how small our things.
却在神的帮助下。
But with the help of God, we're able to cause big things to happen.
好，我们现在来看第三段的经文。
Now let's go down to move on to the third story that we just have read.
就是《使徒行传》第六章开始的六节经文。
And that is from the book of Acts, chapter 6.
Chapter 6.其实我们要看史蒂芬腓力成长的这个经历的话，需要看《使徒行传》的六七八三章。
Yeah, so in order to understand or have a full picture of how Stephen and Philip was being chosen to serve in the ministry and they continue to grow in the spirit, we have to cover this three whole chapters. That is chapter six through eight.
我们在欧瓦纳初中的是用 五个星期来学习这三章经文。
And as a matter of fact, during our Awana session, it took us 5 weeks to study this particular three chapters.
我们今天就看他们一下，看一下他们是怎么开始他们的服事的。
Yeah, so we only choose the beginning of the story, that is starting from chapter 6, how Philip and Stephen been chosen to serve in the ministry.
第六章的第一节到第六节讲到的是一个问题。
And so here, now once again, here's a problem as chapter 6 started.
因为信徒的积聚增加，凡是服事的当中出现了问题。
And look at this, chapter 6, verse 1. Now at the time while the disciples were increasing in numbers, and then a complaint arose.
那时只有十二个使徒服事，所有的一切事工。
And so by the time there are only 12 disciples or 12 apostles being serving, they not only they're serving the word of God, but they're serving the table.
因为人数的问题，一些寡妇就没有能够得到食物。
And because they're increasing numbers and joined the church, so some widows be neglect.
所以有人开始抱怨了。
So the complaint arose.
因此使徒决定让其他人来服侍饭食。
So as verse 2 says that 12 summoned the whole congregation to choose several brothers to come forward to serve the table.
他们自己可以专心的话语上的和领导方面的服侍。
So that they can devote themselves to the ministry of a word.
腓力和斯提凡和腓力和其他五人就是这样接受神的邀请开始饭食上的。
And because of this, that caused Philip, Stephen, and the rest of five brothers being chosen to serve the table.
这里我要顺便说一下，我们应该怎么样正确地处理人的抱怨、人的提意见。
And so now, this story besides, I'd like to share a little bit on how we shall deal with complaints correctly.
我们不应该把抱怨和意见看成负面的事情。
So let us not take any complaints or any grumbling as a negative thing.
而是把它当作我们解决问题的一个机会。
But rather as an opportunity to solve the problem.
因为有人抱怨饭食，才有饭食服食得到的很好的解决。
And see, here's an example. Because somebody been complaining that some of the widows been neglected, so the 12 disciples and call on the congregation to solve the problem.
而且在这个故事的当中，我们看到也是让史提凡和腓力和其他五个人有开始参与服食的一个机会。
And it is also the beginning of Stephen and Philip and the rest of the five brothers starting the ministry.At a church.
使徒行传七八六七八章是讲述了史蒂芬、腓力在服事当中的成长，神如何大大的使用他们。
So, like I mentioned earlier, that the chapter 6 through 8 are the three chapters focusing on the story or focusing on how Philip and Stephen being chosen to serve in the ministry and how they grow up in spirit as well.
他们有行神迹奇事的能力，有讲道的口才。
And you see, these two brothers, along with other brothers, they have the wisdom of the preaching. They also have the tongues to speak.
甚至他们可以不惜自己的生命来为主做工。
And particularly in the case of Stephen, he was even being martyred in order to demonstrate the work of God.
也像耶稣一样的来殉道。
To like Jesus.
但是我们可以看到，他们生命成长是从最基本的服事开始。
But in order to cause all these big things to happen, we see that how they started. They started as serving the table, or they started as serving small ministries of the church.
那么我们从这个开始，我们能学到什么样的功课呢？
So what do we learn from Stephen and Philip why they're just serving the food?
第一个是要接受神的邀请，神成为神事工的一部分。
So first of all, let us be ready to be invited and accept God's invitation to be part of His ministry.
重要的不是事工的大小。
So it doesn't matter how big or small the ministry is.
重要的是事工参与的开始。
What matters is truly that your willingness, your desire to be that part of the ministry.
重要的也不是是否合适。
So it is not that important that if you're compatible for this job or for this ministry.
因为合适与否不在于我，在于神。
Because being compatible or not, it's not up to you, it's up to God.
当我们开始参与神的事工，把我们所有的交给神的时候。
So when we are ready and we're willing to offer all we have before the Lord and be part of His ministry.
神就在我们身上做工，神迹就可能在我们身上。
God is able to work on us, work with us to cause big things, such as a miracle to happen.
史提凡和腓力是从饭食服事开始的。
And so, if you look at this example from Book of Acts, chapter 6, Stephen and Philip, these two great brothers, they started small. They started as being the ministry of the food or food ministry.
也有可能他们是在这以前已经开始别的没有提到的事工。
Yeah, they might have started with other ministry, but it was mentioned here.
但这里给我们的重要的信息是，重要的是服事的参与。
But the important thing here is all about their participation, their willingness to be a part of the ministry.
不是合适与否。
So it doesn't matter if they're compatible or they're suitable for this ministry or for that ministry.
我想史提凡和腓力并不是因为他们是执意做饭食的，他们才被选来做管理膳食。
And I'm very sure that not because I'm sure that it is not because I'm sure they were chosen to serve the table not because they're chef, they're professional chefs. I'm sure this is not the reason.
史提凡和腓力从饭食服事以后，神就大大的使用他们。
And so since they started to serve the table, God has been using them in many great ways.
神迹从他们身上发出。
And you can see that they caused many wonders to happen.
他们能讲道，能
行迹。They can speak in tongues. They can perform all kinds of wonderful things.
他们能做像耶稣一样的事情来殉道。
They can do many things like Jesus did, even to a point that Stephen was martyred.
另外一个重要的就是我们要先要有顺服，然后才能寻得理解。
Another lesson that we learn from Stephen and Philip is that first let us obey, and then we can understand.
我们世界上的思维是你能够说服我，我就服从你。
Yeah, this is quite contrary to the world's perspective, right? Because if we kind of get along with other people, you have to convince me. You have to talk to me, convince me, so that I will accept and act according to it.
但在圣灵里面是反过来的。
But in God's perspective, it is quite contrary to what the world does.
你不是先寻求理解，而是先寻求顺服。
You are not seeking understanding first, but rather you're seeking to obey. Like the hand, trust and obey.
以后，或者是会经历过很长的一段时间以后，你才明白神对你这个顺服的旨意。
Yeah, so you say you have to trust and obey first, and maybe after a long period of time, you get to understand the purpose behind it.
所以先有顺服，然后才能有理解。
And so, in other words, that in God's perspective, you have to obey, and then you will know.
下面我想跟大家分享一个不是很恰当的例子，来说明我们参与的重要性。
Yeah, so I'd like to use another example, which is probably not the best example to illustrate or demonstrate the importance of trusting and obey.
我太太徐萍是在航空公司工作，所以公司的福利之一就是免费的机票。
So as you might have known that my wife Xu Ping works at Alaska Airlines. So one of the good benefits of being a family member is that we are, or the few benefits that we enjoy is the free ticket.
好处是免费。
So the good thing about it is it's free.
不好的地方是备用机票。
And the bad thing about this, it is not that free after all. It's a standby ticket.
Just standby ticket.
Yeah, it's a standby ticket. So in other words, that you are not in the priority.
那备用机票的意思是什么呢？当飞机有空位的时候，我们可以上。
So if you're in the industry, you probably know, or you travel often enough, you will know that standby ticket means that you will be granted a seat unless it is not fully booked, unless the flight is not fully booked.
而且有先后次序的，那个、员工先进来的是优先。
And the seats will be granted according to the work seniority. So in other words, if you've been working at the company long enough, you have this priority to be seated first.
我太太是刚进去不久。
And as you know that my wife just joined Alaska Airlines for a couple of years.
所以一般都是排在后面。
So usually we're not on the priority list.
所以啊，这种机票呢有很多的不确定性。
So in other words, that standby tickets actually carries many uncertainties for the travelers.
刚开始的时候，我是非常的不习惯。
And so in the beginning, this has been quite a nuisance to me. This has been quite it's quite annoying.
Actually, 我是非常的讨厌它。
And as a matter of fact, I hate it. I didn't like it. I always been upset about it.
因为带给我的都是焦虑。
Because what it brings.The free ticket brings me all the anxieties.
因为我完全失去了自己能掌控我行程的可能性。
Because imagine the standby ticket means I lose my control of my traveling itinerary, right?
我们人都喜欢自己来掌控。
And you see, everybody tends to be like everything's under his or her hand.
自己来安排，自己说了算。
And we like to have everything under our control. So my time, my flight.
所以开始的几次吃了很多的亏。
So during when we first started using the standby tickets, we actually had to bear a few losses financially.
付了旅馆不能去。
And such as we booked a hotel, but because we cannot make it, we still have to pay for it.
后来学到了，学乖了，就是把掌控权交出去。
And later on, as time goes by, we learn our lesson the good way. So we learn how to surrender ourselves to the standby ticket, to the airline.
就像我们把自己的掌控权交给神一样。
And in a very similar way that we surrender ourselves to the Lord, to let him in control.
当我们这样做的时候，我整个人就变了。
And so when we do this, when we start to learn this lesson, things have changed.
我变得越来越喜欢这样的机票了。
And I get to like the standby ticket. I really like this kind of quite a leisure way. I get to like the standby tickets.
因为以前的焦虑没有了。
And my anxieties that I used to had disappeared.
有的都是喜乐和平安。
All I have is joy and peace.
更重要的事情是在这样的经历的当中能学到很多属灵的功课。
And most importantly, that through this kind of a surrendering my rights to the airlines, I learned many spiritual lessons.
大的方面来说，这种关系就像我们和神的关系一样。
Yeah, so from a grand perspective, it's like the relationship that we have with God.
当我们都喜欢自己掌控自己，我说了算的时候，我们很多的焦虑。
Yeah, so you see, it's like in our daily lives, if we are so used to be my way or highway, we have a lot of anxieties coming in.
当我们把主权交给神的时候，我们就有喜乐和平安。
But when we surrender our own authority to Him, to God, that brings much of a joy and peace in my heart.
同时，这两个都是有一个共同点，就是有一个应许。
So another similarities between God and standby tickets or the relationship is there are always a promise behind it.
就是你一定会到达目的地。
And so, like say, even for a standby tickets, it guarantees the destination, right? I know, or we will know that we'll be there somehow someday.
不一定是今天。
Not particularly today.
不一定是明天。
Not necessarily today or tomorrow, but someday, right? We will get there someday.
刚才这个叫谁祷告的时候，说我们有一个很多的清单，是吧
？Yeah, so like a brother Kenny has mentioned in earlier that when he prayed, there's always a long list or to do list request of a to do list for God.
我们很多时候的祷告是我们有。很多的给神的建议。
Yeah, so as a matter of fact, there is either a to-do list or a wish list or many suggestions before God.
你就按照我这个建议来成全我。
Yeah, it's more like God, why don't you just, you know, fulfill my wishes according to this list?
很多的时候或者是基本上不可能，就是任何的时候我们给神建议的时候，他是不按照我们建议来做的。
And it's a common sense that when we do this way, God simply wouldn't answer, but rather according His own way, He answered our prayers.
神对我们的应许就是你一定会到达他要我们到达的终点。
And so you see, this is quite God's wish is like the standby ticket. He doesn't guarantee what time or what place to be delivered, but His promise will be always be there.
好多的时候都是出乎我们的意料，他要我们走个这个，走到那儿，然后才到终点。
And so many often that God would take us so many detours until He lead us to the very destination when we least expected it.
这是从大的方面来说，那每一次经历都有神迹的发生的这经历。
And so when I'm saying this or sharing this about our own personal experience, this is from the grand perspective or big perspective.
那我今天要跟大家分享的是一个经历，就是一个神迹，就是在我们的身上发生，就是去年的12月份，我们去夏威夷卡埃岛的一个经历。
Okay, so let me get back to a testimony which is at a much more personal level, and this is about our family trip to Island of Kauai. That's part of the Hawaii and state, and God actually caused a big miracle to us.
我们是12月18号去，然后是24号、25号，就是圣诞节的那个时候回来的。
So our traveling itinerary is like this: we took off on December 8th, and we're supposed to get back to Seattle on either Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. That is December 24th or December 25th.
如果你知道的新闻报道的话，那就18号和24、25号的夏威夷的天气都是。
But if you're weather beware alert, you will know that lucky for us that the day that we took off and from Seattle and the day that we took off from Hawaii happened to be two bad days for flights.
事实上，如果你查那个新闻报道的话，是两次的大的气流事件都是在18号在夏威夷发生。
And actually, there are two turbulence incidents that took place or happened on December 18th.In the Honolulu area.
一个是夏威夷航空的有36个人受伤。
And one of the turbulence actually caused 36 passengers in a Hawaiian airline to be injured.
另外一个是联航起飞的时候几乎掉下来。
And another turbulence caused an American airline. Surely after it took off, it took a deep plunge.
Yeah, 只有800公尺距离。
That's a plunge of 800 feet. So this is quite a big one.
所以就是当然我今天不是分享去的时候。
So like I said, it's not a journey that we are going to Hawaii, but it's rather a journey that we are going back from Hawaii.
分享是回来的时候。
Yeah, it's on the trip that we return.
我们24号是计划回来的。
So we plan on taking off Honolulu on either December 24th or 25th.
从那个卡埃岛到西雅图的飞机正好有5个空位。
And、
我们是5个人。
So, yeah, lucky for us, we stayed in the island of Kauai, and we happened to we were informed that there are 5 vacancies available. So that means 5 of us will be on get on board together.
所以我们全家都非常高高兴兴地来到飞机场。
So we are so well. We are all pleased. We're very pleased that we can go together. So 5 of us, we just came to the airport.
到最后登机的
be ready, get on board.
对，到最后登机的时候，却发现只有3个位置。
But why we be ready on it to get on board? We were told that only 3 seats available.
我们被告知，因为某些工作的上面的失误。有一对度蜜月的新婚夫妇买了头等舱。
Okay, now we've been told that 2 seats been canceled because a newlywed bought a ticket. They bought a first class ticket.
但是飞机上的头等舱不知怎么原因全满了。
But for some reason, the first class tickets were sold out.
所以他们跟工作人员，我们看到他们在跟工作人员交涉了很长很长时间。
So they've been, we've been witness actually. We saw them been talking to the working staff there for a very long time.
最后双方同意用2个普通舱抵一个头等舱来解决问题。
So they both kind of give in and compromise. They reach agreement that the one first class ticket would be equal to 2 economy seats.
所以这对新婚的度蜜月的夫妻，就是每个人占了2个位置就回来了。
So in other words, that this newlywed by 2, they're taking 4 economy seats.
我们就有2个人坐不上飞机。
你 can imagine that leave 2 of us, the family members being left out.
要在以前呢，我一定会暴跳如雷。
Yeah, so if that happened before, I definitely gonna argue with them until I get in.
但我们都非常平静地接受了这样的事实。
But to my great pleasure that we accepted this and we quite peacefully.
其实我们也很理解这新婚夫妇的沮丧。
And we truly understand how frustrated the newlywed must have been.
可能就被打折扣了。
Yeah, their honeymoon must be some kind of being ruined.
所以我们就准备坐第二天的飞机。
So,
一看第二天飞机有位置，所以也没什么大的问题。
And since we see that the tickets are still available for the flight tomorrow, the next day, so we're fine with it.
第二天一起来一看飞机取消。
And another thing that happened, that is when we get up the second morning, the seat's been canceled. Oh, no, the flight has been canceled.
那怎么办呢?
What can we do?
那我们只能去看夏威夷其他岛上飞西雅图的飞机。
Yeah, so we start to search to see if there is any other starting or a departure place. We have to search other islands.
一看所有的航班全满，只有一架在从毛伊岛到西雅图的还有几个空位。
Okay, so you see, since it's a holiday season, so most of the flights have been fully booked. And so that leaves us no choice, but actually there is one flight that is taking off from island of Maui to Seattle. There are only a few seats available.
所以我们决定从可爱岛飞到毛伊岛，然后再从那儿坐飞机回来。
So in order for us to get home, we have to take flight first from from Kauai to Maui first.
在去搭乘毛伊的飞机的时候，不知什么原因，我们正好能赶上前一班的飞机。
And for some reason we cannot explain, somehow we caught up at the earlier flight.
所以我们就早一个小时到了毛伊。
So we were able to get to Maui an hour earlier than we had planned.
这样我们就有机会等两趟的从毛伊到飞到西雅图的飞机。
Yeah, that gives us enough time to wait on at least two flights. That is a departure from Maui. Departure from Maui.
那第一班是满员了。
And of course, the first flight was fully booked again.
不仅是满员，而且超卖了五张票。
And not only it was fully booked, it oversold. It oversold five tickets. In other words, five seats.
网络上都在说，正在说，你愿意换机票的话，给你1800块美金。
Yeah, so the flight attendants been calling for volunteers to withdraw, and in exchange, they would receive a reward of $1,800.
所以唯一的希望就是第二家也还有几个位置的那个飞机。
So, yeah, it seems to me. Or it seemed to us that our only hope is the second flight with still a few vacant seats.
可是过了一会儿，广播里传来了第二架飞机的坏消息。
And shortly after that, here is an announcement regarding the second flight.
第二架飞机不飞西雅图，飞檀香山去了。
And believe it or not, the second flight was rerouted to get to Honolulu instead of to Seattle.
所以现在只有只等第一架满员的飞机了。
And it seemed, I believe by the time it almost seems desperate because we have to wait on the first flight with no vacancies possible.
就是让五个人改机票的那架飞机。
So the flight attendant had been calling five volunteers to withdraw in exchange of $1,800.
这要在过去，我一定会非常非常的失望、沮丧和焦虑。
And imagine this, if this happened before I surrender myself to God, I must be very, very frustrated and upset.
但是没有，我很平静，我们都很平静。
But I was not, and we just been fine with it.
我们其他三个已经回到家了，回到家的人也在为我们祷告。
And three other family members who been get on board the day before and already got home peacefully, they also kept praying for us.
但长话短说吧。
But long story short,
在登机口要关门的前一分钟，
you won't even believe it. 1 minute before the boarding gate is closed,
我们得到了飞机上的最后的两张票。
We were able to be given the last two vacant seats.
不是普通票。
Not economy tickets, not economy, but first class seats. We've been given two seats that is in the first class.
所以感谢神，出乎我们意料的安排，顺利的回到了西雅图。
What an extraordinary arrangement by God, and that we were able to get on board and get back to home safely.
我永远保存着这张头等舱的机票。
And if you see that, you see this is a boarding ticket.
Can see it 1D.
I will always keep in this. This is what be this will be my kind of a souvenir. This is a this is witnessing the God's wonderful miracles had happened to us.
我分享这个经历不是要告诉大家我们得到了多少的好处。
Now you see, I'm telling you this story about my life. It's not about the benefits that we received.
而是神，我们在神的作为的当中学到了什么样的功课。
But rather that lesson that we have learned from that particular incident.
那就是我们的顺服与参与对神迹的发生的非常重要。
And in other words, that extremely important for us to participate or to be a part of God's ministry to cause any miracle to happen.
神用毛伊岛第二架航班来邀请我们到毛伊岛。
And so back in my story, back in my example, God used the second flight from Maui to Seattle to invite us to get onto the island of Maui.
我们要顺服神的邀请。
So you see, we followed and we obeyed His invitation.
然后去做我们该做的来参与。
And so you see, we did what we can do, and now it's up to God to take action.
如果我们没有顺服神的邀请，还在原地的话，那就我们不会有这样的神迹。
Yeah, you see, if we didn't respond to God's invitation, such kind of a thing would never even happen to us.
第二个，我们不要用我们自己的智慧来衡量神所能做的。
And the second lesson we learned from my experience is that never ever to try to solve a problem by using our own capability.
我们的智慧就是第二架飞机的普通票的普通舱。
And as a matter of fact, what we can do is we choose the second flight taking off from Maui to Seattle with a economy tickets or economy seats.
然而神把第二个挪去。
But God removed the second flight by rerouting it to Honolulu.
给我们的是看是不可能的事情。
And He caused something impossible to take place.
不仅是给我们了机票，而是超乎我们所求所想。
Not only he has granted us the two tickets or the two seats to get us home, but rather what he has given us is way beyond our expectation.
这个例子不是很贴切，因为不是有关服事方面。
And you see, this is probably not the best example that I can give you. It's not really about the ministry that we're serving in the church.
但可以作为一个比喻。
But let's try to use this example as kind of analogy.
来说明我们的参与对神事工达成神迹的非常重要。
To demonstrate the importance of our participation or being a part of the ministry to cause any miracle to happen.
所以我从上面的三段的经文和我的一个经历，让我们看到我们参与事工的重要性。
So you see, through this.Three scripture reading plus one personal example. It shows us how important for all of us to be part of His ministry.
我们的参与去解决问题，让神迹有机会可能发生。
So that our ministry or our participation in the ministry is extremely important for God to cause big thing to happen.
我们的参与不论我们所能做的有多小。
No matter how small a ministry may seem to.
在神那里都可能成为大。
Because in God's eye, it could cause big thing to happen.
我们的参与，不论职位是多么的小。
No matter small position I've been holding in the church.
或者是多么的贫贱。
Or how low the job looks like.
神都能让我们在服事的当中经历神的大能。
But God is always able to use us to experience His great power through the ministry, so that we may grow up in spirit.
让我们每个人都能跨出我们的舒适圈。
And you see, I like to encourage all of us, all every Christian, to step out of our comfort zone.
不要把我们限制在这个世界和理智所能达到的范围。
And let us not be confined by the world that is run by rationality and knowledge.
拓展我们的思维。
But rather expand our territory.
超越我们自己。
To surpass what we have and who we are now.
所以我可能经常看到的可能性就是不要为下面两种情形是纠结而阻止你的参与。
So my example or my scripture reading is telling us to draw such a conclusion that do not be confined by the falling two situations.
第一个是自己能力，觉得自己的能力配不上事工。
Number one is you feel like your capability is not up to the ministry.
第二个是觉得事工配不上自己的能力。
And the second situation is you feel like the ministry is not good enough to up to your capabilities.
所有的事工在神的眼中都是重要的。
Because in God's eye, every single ministry, regardless big or small, is extremely important.
当你参与其中，神一定会在你的身上行他的大能。
So you see, when you be a part of it and participate in the ministry, no matter how big and small it is, God is going to cause the thing to happen.
像他重用史提凡和腓力一样来重用你。
In the way that he been using Philip and Stephen to be the great servant in his eye, he is going to use us in many great ways.
你相信吗？
Do you believe it?
最后我想分享一点我在儿童事工中的一些担忧。
And the last, I'd like to share a little worries while I've been serving in the children ministry.
我已经在儿童事工服侍大概有七八年了。
As you may be aware, that I've been serving in the children ministry for 7-8 years.
我深信向儿童传纯正的福音的重要性。
And I'm convicted, or I'm convinced that the importance of preaching solid Christianity, solid gospel to children.
Barna 研究机构就是 Barna Research Group。
And
曾经有个调查显示85%的美国信徒是在4岁到14岁的时候信主的。
So one of the studies conducted by Bonner Research Institute is that 85% of American Christians, or Christians from the United States, commit themselves to Lord Jesus Christ the first time between the age of 4 and 14.
感谢主，我们教会有9位的老师言传身教圣经的纯正的真理。
And thanks be to God, we have 9 teachers altogether in the ministry that have been serving not only by word of God, but also by themselves.
但我也看到我们是在和世界争夺我们的孩子。
But I can see clearly that we're not just fighting, we are not just teaching, we're also fighting the spiritual war along with this, in this world for the sake of our children.
争夺他们的时间，争夺他们的信仰。
We are fighting for the time and we're fighting for the faith.
现在我感觉到我们正在面临的是一个潜在的大危机。
And I can feel and can tell you that I'm feeling there is a great crisis looming in the horizon.
就是在不远的将来。
Because
教会不得不教导违背圣经的婚姻和性别的定义。
So in other words, the big crisis that in the foreseeable future, the churches might be forced to teach a non-biblical gospel to children.
在去年12月13日，美国正式更改了婚姻和配偶的定义。
And on December 13 last year, the U.S. federal government has officially changed the definition of marriage and a spouse.
并且要求所有除了宗教以外的机构服从并且执行。
And it is a mandate on all organizations, except there are only a few exemptions, that is religious, not-for-profit organizations. Other than the exemption, all organizations are mandated to teach, to be in accordance with the redefinition of a marriage and a spouse.
所以性别不再只是男和女。
So you see, as far as sex is concerned, there is no longer just a man and a woman.
婚姻也不再是只是一男一女之间。
And marriage is no longer between a man and his wife.
我们看到的下一步的结果就是把这个宗教例外这个条款会被取消。
And the next thing, the next step, I can see what is going to take place, that they might simply just cancel the exemption.
事实上在某些教会的当中已经我们可以看到对这种定义的合理化。
And as a matter of fact, we already can see there are already some denominations that they start trying to rationalize this kind of redefinition on marriage and a couple and a spouse.
到那个时候我们的儿童事工不得不要教导所有男女以外的性别。
And as a matter of fact, if it comes to such a point that our church will be forced to teach our children on the redefinition of a marriage and a spouse or sex.
教导他们除一男一女以外的所有的婚姻。
And we are forced to teach them the marriage other than between a man and a woman. There will be also the marriage between man and another man, maybe woman and another woman.
重新来定义什么叫做配偶。
And we will be forced to redefine the definition of a spouse.
这是一个大问题。
And this is a crisis that all Christians are facing.
你们愿意看到这样的事情发生在教会。
And this is your desire to see such a kind of thing happening in our day, in our church, to our children.
这是个大问题，但大问题也是刚才我们说的大神节的开始的。
And this is a big problem, but just like I mentioned earlier, a big problem always is the beginning of a big miracle.
我们在这个问题上需要耶稣的大神迹。
And indeed, on this crisis, we need God's power.
正如刚才说的，神迹发生的一个条件是大家的参与。
And as a matter of fact, like I mentioned earlier, that in order for a big thing or big wonder to cause to happen,God needs us, need our participation.
如果我们认为我们个人的能力和影响力都很有限。
And if you think that what you can do or your own capability is too small to ignore.
我不去参与。
And instead of it being a part of it.
那么神迹也可能不可能，也可能不会发生。
And let me tell you that big thing probably won't even happen.
我们应该学习的是像以色列那名无名的小女子。
So let's learn all the lesson from the little girl of Israel.
对神有大信心。
She has such a strong and great faith of God.
让自己去做自己所能做的事。
And she do what she can. She did what she can.
那样耶稣的神迹就有可能发生。
And in this way, God is going to able to cause bigger things, or that is wonders to happen.
我想就是大家现在很多人都在谈论这个 Asbury 大复兴 Asbury Revival.
Yeah, so I'm sure that a lot of Christians have been reading that particular story of the Asbury Revival.
这是一个神迹，神的作为。
And you see, that's a big miracle that God caused to happen.
但你知道吗？它的开始是有一小群人在正式的崇拜结束后留下来继续忏悔祷告开始的。
But did you know that this great spiritual revival started with a group of Christians after a Sunday service? They got together to start to pray. Not only pray, but they also repented.
神用这一小群人开始一个大复兴。
And so you see, God has been using this small group of Christians to cause a big thing, that is the Asbury revival to happen.
同样的，神也能用我们的参与来解决婚姻和性别的大危机。
And in the same way, God is able to use us to cause the big thing to happen. That is to change the redefinition of a marriage and a spouse.
我们的儿童事工需要大家的参与。
And so you see, let me encourage all of us that children ministry need everyone's participation.
不仅是老师。不仅是家长。
So not only that the teachers or the parents are invited to be part of the ministry.
而是所有的信徒都要来参与。
But rather that each and every one of us.
我们计划在四月份的时候有一个家长老师的沟通会，儿童崇拜的沟通会，我们希望大家欢迎大家都能来参与。
Yeah, we're going to be hosting a children ministry parents teacher fellowship this coming April. So I'd like to invite each and every one of you to be part of that fellowship.
愿神祝福我们所有的事工。
May the Lord and may God bless each and every ministry that I've been carrying in this church.
愿今天的信息能鼓励每一个人认为微不足道的。能来积极地参与我们的事工。
And may today's message would encourage each and every one of us have a little faith in that no matter how small we can do, we can cause big thing to happen.
来参加三月二十五号的同工会。
And in order for us to be able to do this, a good start is actually the annual co-workers meeting a week from yesterday. That is this coming Saturday.
好，我们祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你给我们这样的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father and dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your precious word.
尽管我们是不配得，但是你用你的救赎 使我们能够成为你事工的一部分。
As much as we are not worthy, yet you still have chosen us to be part of the ministries.
真是让我们真是能够知道神大能的神迹的可能。
So that we will be able to know that you are able to cause anything to happen.
不要再小看我们自己所能做的。
So that we no longer look down on the ministry that we have in.
用顺服谦卑的心来参与服事。
But rather we trust and obey and be a part of your grand ministries.
当我们这样做的时候，神一定会在我们身上做工，发神迹。
And while we are willing to be part of a ministry, you're able to work through us to cause the miracle to happen.
愿神得到一切的荣耀。
May you receive all the glories and praise.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.